Pattonsburg Lady Panthers have a road trip to Maysville tonight, getting into some of these crossover games going into the Grand River Conference Showcase coming up at King City on Saturday. Between the Maysville game and the game Saturday, there's a trip down to Kansas City to play Northland Christian on Thursday. Let me double check with you, Coach. I think you said something last week. Is that Northland Christian a boys game only, girls and boys? How's that looking Thursday?
It's a boys game only.
So no girls.
They didn't end up fielding a girls team.
I remember you telling me that last week.
Right.
Let's go back to the Gilman City tournament. You won two games in that tournament. We talked last week about how rough St. Joseph Christian was, and St. Joe Christian, they've been rough on a lot of people. They're really good. Overall, how do you feel like you came out of the Gilman City tournament going into the new week?
I felt good because we had a disaster game against St. Joe Christian, and then had to turn around and play the next night and played a pretty decent Gilman City team who had beaten us earlier at our place, and we came out with a 2-point victory, and I thought for the most part, other than foul trouble, we played pretty well.
Yeah, that says a little bit about the ability of the girls, because I know, you know, I'll have conversations with coaches after a rough loss, and I'll ask them, hey, do you just want to flush that? Do you want to get better from it? But you don't have kind of the ability to get better from it because you don't have practice the next day, so... You know, did the girls just have the ability just to kind of say, you know what, St. Joe Christian, not a great night. Let's go get Gilman City?
Well, you know, as young as our team is, I think that it's one of their strengths, okay? Win or lose, whatever happened last game is not coming out this game. And they just kind of go play one game at a time, and they seem to take pride in bouncing back. Maybe not with a win in some cases, but with a much better played game. And I've been real proud of them for that because it'd be easy for young teams to just fold.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't.
I know close losses in the end, they're frustrating because you look back and just little plays here and there, and you kind of sit there and muddy to yourself and go, man, if we just make a free throw here, don't turn over the ball there. But I did see Stanberry play at Trenton. I was quite impressed by Stanberry last week, and you saw them earlier in the week. They got you by four. What were the what was the storyline in the ebb and flow of that game last Tuesday like?
We didn't shoot the ball very well, and we couldn't control their inside game. That's the storyline on it.
I'm trying to remember the name of the girl from Stanberry who had 30 against Trenton, kind of their go-to player. Do you recall her, Coach?
Amelia Wallace.
Yeah. How'd you control her?
Yeah. She was the one that we didn't. She just, everything we tried to do defensively against her, she just seemed to have an answer. And yes, we hung close. I think we had a cut to 1 point more than once in the fourth quarter, but just couldn't get over that hump.
So this Maysville team has really been struggling this year, but if you look at the scoreboard, they're going to be feeling really good about themselves. They got a nice victory against Osborne Stuartsville last night, so they got a victory. You have to go to their place. I'm sure that got your attention, as you're going to have to play well to get out of Maysville to win tonight.
Well, that was just what I was thinking when I saw the scores this morning, that a team that hadn't won all year finally gets a win. What kind of mindset are they bringing into the game? And... you know, we have to respect them. Of course, we're down some starters and down some players, and we're going to be only taking a 7-person squad over there with us. So we'll just have to see how it turns out. I think that if we'll do the things that we normally do and keep them, turn the ball over and continue to rebound well, I think we've got a shot to be right there with them.
Yeah, you were telling me off the air that I know I've been dealing with it the last 3-4 days, just a cold through the weekend. I think I'm finally on the back end of it now, but it's kind of rolling through your program too. So not all the girls are healthy. You're trying to get them good to go for the weekend.
Yeah, we hope so. This is a bad time of the year for everybody to start having illnesses, but, you know, we're not the only team that has illnesses. We're not the only team that has injuries. It's next person up and needs to go do their job.
It's a really fun event, the Grand River Conference Showcase. It's just down the road from you guys going over to King City on Saturday. Who do you play and when do you play, Coach?
We'll play Gallatin at 9 o'clock Saturday morning in the 4-4 matchup.
I've seen Gallatin a bunch. I know they're much improved. They didn't have the game they wanted last night against Green City. They're a very dependent team on hitting perimeter jumpers, but if they're hitting, they can play with anybody in this conference. So what have you seen on film with Gallatin?
Well, similar to, they're still pretty similar to what I saw the opening night of the season when we played them. If you can limit their outside scoring, you've got a good shot. Of course, they've got the ball girl who's averaging 14, 15 points a game, and she's kind of their post player. But they've got a couple other good shooters, and they've got some good quickness. And I, from what I kind of watched on film and talked to other people, you know, if you're not ready for their type of press, it can wear you down as much as it can cause turnovers.
Coach, as always, I appreciate the time with you. Good luck over at Maysville tonight. We'll see you Saturday over at the showcase.
Thank you, sir.